Between 1996 and 2015, the number of working-age adults claiming disability nearly doubled from 7.7 million people to 13 million. Rural areas in particular are seeing a significant jump in people turning to disability benefits.
But what's at the heart of the increase? The Washington Post recently published its investigation into the matter and tried to determine if the people on disability were injured or trying to survive in places where jobs had disappeared.
Terry McCoy is a social issues reporter for the Washington Post. Terry, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So what drew your attention to this issue? Why disability?
Well, I was thinking about writing about poverty. I write about poverty in the United States, and most of my focus has historically been on urban communities. But with the result of everything that has happened in the country politically, we really wanted to focus a lot more on rural communities and what's happening there, what are the issues that are driving the politics in these areas. Specifically, what drew my interest to it was the repeated claims by then-candidate Donald Trump that there were, sometimes he said there's 25% of the population was unemployed, or as high as 47% of the population was unemployed. And I really wanted to figure out why he was saying that, why was it resonating so much? And what we found was that in a lot of communities in which there are extremely high rates of disability, folks on disability aren't counted in unemployment statistics. So it kind of clarified a couple of those things that questions that we went into this with.
And you take us to this family in Alabama who many of the family members are on disability. One in particular is really conflicted about whether to apply for disability. Take us to Alabama.
So I went to Lamar County in northwestern Alabama. And it is a place that is nothing but, hills and forests and a few highways bisecting them. And there lives a man named Desmond Spencer. And he is going to be 40 in a few months. And he has worked hard jobs a lot of his life. And he has come to this more or less this crossroads where is he going to apply for disability, something that he doesn't want to do, or is he going to continue looking for and trying to apply for more jobs, something that he has not succeeded in over the last couple of years as he's been turned down at place after place. And he faces these wrenching choices where he has had aches accumulate over the years, his hands go numb, he walks with a fairly pronounced limp. But the question is he disabled? He wonders that often, or is he someone who's just doing this because he needs help and he's out of options? And the story really explores those questions.
And he says this thing that resonated with me. He said the whole world is on disability. And indeed, everyone in his universe is on disability. So his perception is very different from perhaps other people.
This is something that struck him, and strikes him often, but it struck him particularly one night when his family was over for dinner and everyone was grilling out and having a good time, and the questions and the comments and the conversation circulated, as it often does, the topic of health and disability and who is applying for disability, who has disability, who's been denied for their disability application. And he looked around in this moment and he saw that he was surrounded by relatives, many of whom were either on disability or had already applied for disability. And you're right that his universe, he says, wow, the whole world is on disability. And the comment that someone else told him was, well, it's a tough world. And that is really what his world is. It's tough. It's there aren't a lot of options, and a lot of people are on disability.
How much money do you estimate will be paid out to people on disability by the government, by the federal government?
This year, the government is expected to spend $192 billion on federal payment, transfer payments to folks who are on disability. And this is an amount that is more than the combined total of welfare, of food stamps, of housing subsidies, and housing assistance, and unemployment assistance. I mean, this is something that is a huge programs in the United States and affects either directly through these transfer payments or indirectly through people, tens of millions of people in the country.
We're talking right now with Terry McCoy. He's a social issues reporter for The Washington Post and has taken a really deep dive into disability benefits and who is taking them in America. Terry, you said that some of the worst places in the country where this is happening is with shrinking populations and few immigrants. Can you explain that?
What's interesting about this is the communities that have the highest rates of disability, they're very correlated to rates of what makes a dynamic community and what doesn't. Where are the areas of dynamism? And an area of dynamism often tracks immigrants. And there's oftentimes this coming and going of people. You know, that's what makes a healthy economy, what makes a healthy place, this coming and going of people. But in these communities, what's happening is they're almost just losing residents. Communities that have lost at least 3% of their population in the last decade or so had some of the sharpest increases in rates of disability. And that's really indicative of a place that just doesn't have much dynamism. There's not a lot of creativity. There's not a lot of jobs that are occurring in these places. And that is reflected in the disability rates.
And in the course of your investigation, you also spoke with experts who are looking into this. What did they have to tell you?
Well, experts are pretty divided on this issue. It's become very politicized. It's very controversial. It's very contested as to what is driving these increases in disability. Many people who say everyone says a lot of it has to do with just this population bulge of baby boomers. There are just more people in America today who are aged 50 to 64 than there were 25 years ago, thanks to just the outsized presence of baby boomers in the American population. Another reason is the fact that there's just a lot more women in the workforce now than there once were, which creates more people who are on the disability rolls. And another situation is how the economy and how does jobs play into this, and whether or not in instances in which people are out of options, this is something that they try to apply for and turn to. And you see that those trends possibly most pronounced in places in which there is lesser educated individuals and a manufacturing-based economy. Both of these things then come together to create a situation in which more people are applying for disability.
Have you kept in touch with Desmond Spencer? Because when I was reading your article, I really wondered whether he followed through and kept his meeting with Social Security.
Well, Desmond is someone who, what was interesting to me was the fact that Desmond is as honestly as nice a guy as he can find. I mean, he's someone who is always caring for his family, someone who kind of goes above and beyond as far as trying to take care of what his family needs as best as way. He can't help out much monetarily, but he helps out, you know, through being able to run errands and being one of the few able-bodied people in the house. And but at the same time, he's someone who's profoundly disconnected from mainstream culture, and the fact that he has never been on a computer in his life. He doesn't have Facebook. He doesn't know how to work a computer. He said if he gets on a computer, it would scare him half to death. Mm. So the fact is that someone with that sort of, his skills today, it makes him much more difficult for him to be able to find a job. So I sent him an article in the mail because I don't think he probably would have read it online.
What do you hope to do next with this project as we wrap up here?
Well, what we're hoping to do next with this project is we're going to be looking at disability, how it affects rural Americans through a lot of different ways, how it affects economies, how it affects cultures, how it affects politics, and how it affects just, you know, generationally. And we're working on a story right now about how disability can become generational, passed down from grandparents to their kids to their kids' kids. And you see these patterns in some of these communities where it's a generational thing. And this next story is going to be exploring that phenomenon.
Terry, thanks so much for joining us.
And thank you.
Terry McCoy is a social issues reporter for The Washington Post, and he recently published an article called Disabled or Just Desperate, which looks at why people in rural areas have been turning to disability in recent years.